When it says Suffolk, when the Gemara's case was where it was a Vaday, they're both going to die. When they're Vaday, both going to die, that's when you drink it for yourself and don't let your friend die instead of taking a risk. But let's say it's just a risk, it's a Suffolk. Sounds like the halach would be different. That if we're a Suffolk, so split it. So put yourself in Suffolk to save somebody else's life. That's Chavis Yari's Raya from the Gemara and Bamitzia. Can you reject that Raya? Is there anything wrong with that Raya? That, what do you mean, say? Meaning the Rambam from yesterday, the V'yachal Atzilo. Yeah, but that's a counter Raya. I wonder, is there any way to read that Gemara and Bamitzia differently than Chavis Yair is reading it? Meaning, is there any chance that the Gemara and Bamitzia would say that even if it's a suffix whether you're both going to live, that you still should take your own life over his life? You should still drink all the water for yourself. Is there any way to read that Gemara? Right, the Gemara says, "Im shosim shnehem." If they both drink from it, mason, they will die. Not shema, dilma, ulai, none of that. No, mason, they will die. But what do you do with the Gemara? I mean, you give me a Svara, what do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara seems to say, I think, the Gemara seems to say otherwise. So what do we do with that Gemara and Bamitzia? So, is there any other way to read that Gemara? So first of all, let's keep in mind it was Machlokas in the Gemara, right? His whole rise from Shitas of the Akiva. According to Shitas Ben Petura, even when you're both Vada going to die, you should both drink. Right? What's the Hezber Ben Paturah? Does it make any sense that you should both die rather than have one guy see the other guy die? What's so wrong about seeing somebody die? It's not like murdering somebody. I understand. Better for me to die, maybe even better for both of us to die rather than me having to murder you. That I could hear such a spot. Rather than having to see somebody else die. So I'm going to violate Losamo, so it's better for both of us to die rather than me violate Losamo. Well, what's the svara for Ben Patura? You almost get the impression from the Gemara that Ben Patura understand that from Ben Patura's psak that the case is in fact the case of Safek. If it were a case of Vade, Ben Patura just doesn't make any sense. We're both going to drink the water, we're both going to die, so what's the use? Why should we do that? Why should we lose two nefashos from Yisrael when we only have to lose one? Elamai, maybe you could argue, Ben Petura must have assumed that the case he's talking about is a case of Safek, and Afal Pikin Rabbi Kiva argued in Ben Petura. Meaning, from Ben Petura, you can see what the case is. So even though the words of the Gemara say that if both of them drink from it, they will die, Mason, maybe it doesn't mean they will definitely die. Maybe it means there's a higher likelihood that they will die. Because otherwise, how does Ben Petura make any sense? I realize it could sound like what I'm saying is that I'm just like arguing on a Tana, you know, changing a Gemara because I think a Tana's words, what he actually says, doesn't make any sense. But I think it might be what the case the Gemara is talking about. I didn't see anyone that says otherwise, except for the Chavis Yair. And I found, I don't have it in the Makoros here, I found a Tziv that says this way. And the Tziv says, it can't be, it just can't be that Ben Petura is going to tell you, let them both Vaday die. It just doesn't make any sense. So the case must have been in the Gemara case of a Safek. Mele the Chavis Yair's Raya is gone. Not only is Chavis Yair's Raya gone, it's now Raya Lehepich. Because now I have a case where I can put myself in Safek Sakana to save somebody else's life, and Rabbi Kiva comes along and tells me, don't do it. Drink all the water yourself. Don't put yourself in suffix account to save somebody else's life. Right? So it's a pretty significant statement then. So now, three Gemaras in Bavli that we want to say maybe could be a machlokas in the Yerushalmi. Gemara Nida Samach Aleph, Sanhedrin 9 Gimel, but Metzia Samach Beis. Are any of them a clear raya? There are two ways to read all three Gemaras. So you can read each of the three Gemaras to be going like the Yerushalmi, and you can read each of the three Gemaras to be going against the Yerushalmi. So do we have a clear raya? No. But at least you have everyone working on it. Everyone's trying. Here's a Meshech Chachma. It says, what do you bring Gemaras? It's a Chumash, Pasuk and Chumash. Look at Meshech Chachma. I numbered my pages here, so I would be able to keep track of here. So on the 10th page of the packet, Mesh Chachma, Shmos. Says Mesh Chachma, Hashem tells Moshe, Leich Shuv Mitzrayma, Ki Mesu Kol Anashim Mvakshim Es Nafshecha. Hashem tells Moshe, go back to Mitzrayim, because all the guys who wanted to kill you were all dead. So you can go back to Mitzrayim. Why does he have to tell them, because all the guys wanted to kill you are dead? Hashem says, go back to Mitzrayim. Jews are dying in Mitzrayim. Babies are being killed, dropped in the water, bricked into walls. Go back to Mitzrayim, save lives. Hashem has to tell Moshe, because the people that are trying to kill you are dead. Muchach dim hayuchayim amvakshem esnafsho, says Meshchachma, lohe etzarech leilich lotzi b'nei shalmi Mitzrayim. Wow. Beautiful raya from Chumash. Sounds like, had the people that were after Moshe not dead, had they not been dead, Moshe wouldn't have to go back to save the entire Klal Yisrael at risk of his own life. Even though everyone needed him, you don't have to put yourself in sakana to save somebody else's life. Wow. See, this is a bigger chiddush on two levels. See, it's an even bigger chiddush than to just say we argue against the Yerushalmi, that you don't have to put yourself in sakana. It's a bigger chiddush than the Radvaz. One reason it's a bigger chiddush is apparently you don't even have to put yourself in sakana to save all of Klal Yisrael. It's not just saving life, it's saving Gantz Klal Yisrael. And we're going to see, Hatzalas Kol Yisrael may have a different din than Hatzalas Nefashos, the Bikwach Nefesh. There's a major issue. I was just talking to Jeremy Siegel about it this morning. It's a major issue in the Israeli government when they have spies that work for the Mossad. They send to Arabs, so they have female spies very often. And part of her job as acting like an Arab, so obviously they have to eat non-kosher and all the rest, but part of her job sometimes is what they call a honey trap. Familiar with the term? Honey trap. They develop a romantic relationship with someone on the other side. They become the mistress, the wife, the girlfriend. They do Gilui Arayos. They could be a married woman. She works for the Mossad. That's part of her job. To save the state of Israel. So you're allowed to do that. It's a major, major question. Maybe we'll get to when we get to Ayin Dalet. It's a fascinating sugya. So, but one of the svaras is it's Hatzalas Kol Yisrael. So it says Meshech Chachma, Moshe wouldn't have even had to save all of Klal Yisrael. So on that level, it's a greater chiddush than the Radvaz. On another level, it's a greater chiddush because God's telling him to go to Mitzrayim. So, you know, the whole issue is, what does the halacha want from me? Do I have to put myself in the suffix sakana to save somebody else's life? Well, when God tells you to do it, well, then that's what the halacha wants from you. Or put it in a different way, if Hashem is telling you to do it, Hashem is also telling you He's going to give you the wherewithal to be successful, and that you're not going to die. Yet Meshech Chachma still thinks Moshe didn't have to do it had it not been for the fact that the people who were after him were already dead. Yeah?
Well, I mean, this is off topic, like, I don't know, saving, killing yourself from fires or whatever. I mean, would you...
Esther, it's in Yonah Dioma, Esther. Right? She did Gilead Rice to save Claudius from.
I'm saying, like, wouldn't it be, like, a possible answer, like, you obviously wouldn't have to kill yourself or whatever Claudius from, because clearly they're not going to be able to wipe out Claudius from?
Meaning that it will never happen.
Yeah.
That the Gemara says in Temura, Klal Yisrael lo meis, you never die. That's a good question. But we have to live by the natural order of the world and try to see to it that that's the case, I guess. I don't know, it's a good question. Says Meshech Chachma Vayter, Umize yatzul Rabbeinu b'mishnah shagolol yer miklat. Vafilu yisol tzrichum lo. Vafilu sartzva yisol kiyoben tzruya enu yotze. Same person kills someone b'shogeg and he goes to near miklat. But he's the most brilliant general and warrior that we have. And we're fighting a war and we need him. Jack Bauer is in near miklat. And we need him. We can't win without him. So can you take him out of the Chinese prison, out of the whatever, the Yer Miklat? So Asher Nas Shama, Shamte Di Raso, Shamte Misaso, Shamte Kfu Raso. No, can't leave. He's got to stay there. Why? Hatzalus Klal Yisrael. So, I'm not really sure what he's saying. Because it sounds like he's saying he doesn't have to risk his life to come out of the Yer Miklat. Because if he comes out, the Gol Adam might kill him. So it's Safek Sakana. He doesn't have to risk his life to save all these other lives that he's going to be able to save. What do you mean? Going to a war in general, though, is Safek Sakana. So whether it's the Gol Adam is going to kill him or an enemy fire that's going to kill him, you do have to put yourself in Safek Sakana for war. No, isn't that the nature of Milchama? Ah, so that's you have to be mechalik, right? Yeah, you have to put yourself in something sakana from the enemy. You don't have to put yourself in something sakana from a goal adam. Interesting raya. Okay. And the Mesh Chachma has another raya from Moshe Rabbeinu from Chumash, but I just want to make another couple of points. But at the end of the day, he says Bar Ma'od, that Savik Sakana. Apparently, you're not mechuyev to put yourself in Safek Sakana to even for someone else's Vaday Sakana. He says, Bar Ma'od. So unbelievable. Look what we just did today. We said, where is there a Raya against the Yerushalmi? So we scoured the Talmud Bavli. And we came up with three Makaros in Talmud Bavli. And we said, nah, but you could read that Gemara a different way. You could read that Gemara a different way. You could read that Gemara a different way. So where's the Raya against the Yerushalmi? A Pasuk. And what the Meshech Chachma also gives us is the Mishnah Maseches Makos is also a raya. It turns out the fact that the general doesn't, Yoav ben Tzruya, doesn't have to leave the Yer Miklat to save Klal Yisrael to fight the war is also a raya. So that's a fourth Gemara. I don't know if there's another way to read that Gemara. So it turns out that there's a fourth raya from a Gemara aside from the raya from the pasuk with Moshe Rabbeinu. Halacha lemaisa, halacha lemaisa. Person is a match for a kidney transplant. Does he have to donate a kidney? Halacha l'maisa. So first of all, you have to assess what the risk is. Is it really a safek sakana? So the research that I did last year when I looked into this issue was that they have done over 10,000 kidney transplants. Only two deaths so far. What? Yeah, those are pretty good numbers. One in 5,000, right? Which means you have a 0.02% chance of dying or something like that, right? Yeah, whatever it is, you have a very, very small chance of dying.
Bigger chance of dying in the subway.
Right, exactly. So would you call that sakana? You have about the same chance of dying if you go on a roller coaster. I don't know, not on a roller coaster, but if you go bungee jumping, I don't know. So is that really called a sakana? So there is a Chuvin Rabbi Kiva Eiger in the Pesachim Simon Samach, which is source number 12 in your packets. Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, sort of matter-of-factly, he's trying to describe a case, and he says, it's not really a sakana, it's not even a suffix sakana, it's a case of ke'ev v'tsar, where maybe there's 1 in 1,000 chance that you'll die. So what does he say? It's neither sakana nor suffix sakana, it's 1 in 1,000. Rabbi Kiva Eiger gives a clear, distinct impression that 1 in 1,000 is not even called suffix sakana. So if it were an actual situation of Safek Sakana, it seems, do you have to put yourself in Safek Sakana? Absolutely not. There's no chiyuv to put yourself in Safek Sakana. And the Radvaz would hold it's usher to put yourself in Safek Sakana. He would hold that it's Yer Chasid Shota to put yourself in Safek Sakana. By the way, a good raya for the Radvaz is Moshe Rabbeinu. Because if there's anyone that would have been expected to go Lefnei Mishur HaSadin, it would be Moshe Rabbeinu. Elamai, it's not a Lefnei Mishur HaSadin, Yer Chasid Shota. It's usher. You're not allowed to do it. All the other Gemaras are just a raya that you're not chayiv to do it. Moshe Rabbeinu is a raya that it's not even a lefnim yishur sadin, Because if it was Zilfinim Yishrus Din, is there anyone that's more roi to take upon himself a chumra than Moshe Rabbeinu? Salamai must not even be a Midas Chasidus. But again, over here, it's not a suffix sakana. So what is it? You're definitely going to get sick. If you donate a kidney, there will be some recovery time. It will put you out of commission for a while, right? There will be a fair amount of pain. Not be able to work for a few weeks. Do you have to do that? So that we didn't discuss. We discussed money. We discussed danger. But what about just pain, nuisance? So it's very hard. This is a very, very hard thing to be magdir. In the Tshuva Shelas David, he says, our Gemara Sanhedrin is the Raya. Gemara wants to know, what does Losamo teach me that I don't already know from Vashiv Osilo? Gemara should have answered this every Raya. Like, we've seen five different, what the Gemara should have answered already. Gemara should have answered, Losamo teach me that you have to put yourself through a good deal of pain. Vashiv Osilo, you don't have to put yourself through any pain. Why doesn't the Gemara answer that? It must be that even Losamo, you don't have to put yourself through pain. Even from Los Amud, you don't have to put yourself through any tsaraguf. So what does that mean exactly? How do you measure that? What does it mean you don't have to put yourself through tsaraguf? You see someone drowning, and it's nippy 52 degrees outside. It's not like swimming weather. So it's uncomfortable to go into the water and save his life. So is that called pain? You don't have to put yourself through that kind of pain of jumping in the water. I don't think anyone would say that. But some people are more sensitive than others. How do you define pain? Very, very challenging thing. So probably, I would think, the way to measure pain is through money. How much money? We'll go back to that question, how much money do you have to spend? And you have to look at the pain and say, how much money would you give up or would you take to go through this amount of pain? Like, if someone were to tell me that I have to get as sick as a kidney donor would get and lose 3 weeks of work, but they will give me $1 billion, would you do it? Would you give a kidney for $1 billion? Probably most people would, except for Evan. Probably most people would. So do you then just look at it from the money, Shailov? How much money do you have to spend? Figure out whether this is really a Chomesh issue or Kal Nechasov, or does the guy have to pay him back? That kind of issue, and see whether you're mechuyev to lose money over something like this. And that we discussed already, that we had the conversation about. Which Pasha says you do have to lose a lot of money, especially if the guy can't pay you back. You do have to lose a lot of money for something like this. So it's fascinating when you read the Tshuvas in the Achron about kidney donations, you find a progression. The Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva where he says, you can't. You're not allowed to donate a kidney, suffix sakana. You're not allowed to put yourself in suffix sakana. That tshuva was written in 1960. Probably they weren't as good at doing kidney transplants as they are nowadays. By 1980, Rav Vadya writes in Yechav Adas, it's a big mitzvah to donate a kidney. But it's not a chiv. So you see a big change. It's not. It's a different author, but you get the impressions that the metzias that they're working with was different. Also, at the end of the day, Tzitz Eliezer points out that if the doctors tell you it's safe, that it's not even a suffix sakana, even though you might not save the other guy's life, the other guy is also a suffix, would be mutter to do. I have yet to find a posting that says it's a chiv. I know that it's been in the news a lot lately. A lot of Chabad rabbis have been donating kidneys to random people. They've been registering for kidney donations. That's made the news. So, I don't know, maybe there's a, I don't know if there's a posting there that says that they're mechuyev to do it, or maybe they just want to do midas chasidus, mitzvah gedola, to save somebody's life like that. I don't know, but it would seem that it doesn't mean discomfort. I would think if the discomfort is more minor, like giving blood or something, that would be a davar pasha that you would be mechuyev to do. Or even a stem cell donation. I did it and it's really nothing. It's really, whatever, it's a few shots. It's really nothing. I don't see what the heter would be to not, certainly if it's a life of a Yehudi, if it's the life of an Einu Yehudi, maybe there's a little more room to be makel. But okay, stop. Stop there.